captain.
And the man who presides over the county court, he's the
judge.
What are you?
Student.
Okay. A lady who types and files and does all that, she's a
secretary.
Uh-huh. What about a woman who appears on stage?
Actress.
Yeah. And our nationality, we're not Germans, we're
Americans.
Okay. Here in the South, not too long ago, you had separate facilities, separate bathrooms and eating places, one for, and one for, talking about different races.
Blacks and whites?
Yeah. What, is that what you would think that blacks, is that what they would prefer to be called nowadays, as far as you know?
Yes, sir.
Definitely would not want to be called
niggers.
Yeah. Anything else you've ever heard them referred to as?
Negroes.
What that?
Negroes.
Colored people?
Yeah, colored people. Mm. Jungle bunnies.
Yeah. Would that be a joking term or
yes,
insulting term?
Insulting.
Yeah. You wouldn't call one that?
No, sir.
Anything else along that line, like jungle bunny?
Natives.
Natives, yeah.
Can you think of anything else?
Coon?
Oh, coons, spades.
Mm.
Spooks.
Yeah. Ever heard one called a yard ape?
No, sir.
I heard that. But us, you would say that we're...
Why?
Mm-hmm. Say a child is born to a mixed couple. One black and one white, you'd call him a
half-breed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ever heard anything besides that?
Is it Creole?
Okay. What about mulatto? Haven't heard that?
No, sorry.
All right. What about, say, a working-class white man? What would he call the man that he works for? He'd say, that's my...
Boss.
What about a working-class black man? He'd say, that's my
boss.
Okay. Say, talking about white people who aren't very well off, don't have a lot of money, and not much education, and just don't like to work. You ever heard them call anything particular?
Trash.
Yeah. Okay. Would a black person...
Worldwide trash.
Would a black person call them anything different?
I don't know.
Maybe use the same term?
Yes, sir.
Trash. Okay. What about a white person who comes in from the country, you know, and when he gets into town, he kind of stands out, and you can tell. Have you ever heard people who live in town call him anything particular?
Maybe a hick.
Anything besides that?
I don't think so.
What would a redneck be?
I think of a redneck as somebody that's always wanting to start a fight.
So would that be somebody without too much education? Or?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. But I mean people with good education so that way too.
Just as long as they want to start something, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Have you ever heard talking about people from the country refer to somebody like that as a Hoosier? He's an old country Hoosier.
Hoosier.
Mm-hmm. That would be somebody from the country.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What about the word podunk? Are you familiar with that?
No, sir.
Like he's from podunk or he graduated from podunk high school?
No, sir.
I hadn't heard that. Okay. What about this expression? Say if it's, you're at a party and it's not quite midnight, you might look at your watch and say, well, we better get going. It's midnight.
Almost midnight.
Or if it's the sidewalk's iced over and you're trying to walk on it, you might say, well, I managed to keep my balance somehow, but there were a few times that I...
Almost fell.
Mm-hmm. Say if somebody's waiting for you to go somewhere with them, and he yells out to you, aren't you ready yet? You might say, well, I'll be with you in
a minute.
Or
just a minute.
Say that again.
Just a minute.
Okay. Talking about distance to go somewhere, if you're not sure about it, you might stop and ask somebody, well, how
far is it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say if you're trying to point out something in the room to me, and I just can't see it, and it's out in open view, you might say, well, just
open your eyes.
Mm-hmm. Or
just look.
Okay. Talking about how many times you do something. Say, go to the store, you might ask somebody, well, how
often?
Say if I say something like, well, I don't think I'm going to vote for Carter the next time, and you agree with me, you might say, well, am I?
Neither am I.
Mm-hmm. A few parts of the body. What do you call this part?
Forehead.
Mm-hmm. And all this is your
hair.
If you let this grow out, you're growing a
beard.
Mm-hmm. And this is my
ear.
Which one?
Right ear.
And that's the
left ear.
All right. And this is my
mouth.
Mm-hmm. And this is the back of my
neck.
Yeah, this is your
throat.
This thing that you can see on some people.
Adam's apple.
Yeah. Have you heard that called anything else?
What's it called?
Goozle? Familiar with that word at all? Okay.
I mean, a man that I used to work with all the time used to thought he was real bad, he was real old. He's about 68. And he always